Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Proverbs 4 and verse 5, Proverbs 4, 5 says, what? Get wisdom and get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she'll preserve you. Love her, wisdom, and she'll keep you. And wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, what? Get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. What's the recurring theme here? Get it. Get, who's the understood subject? You. You get it. So then, is this something we're waiting on the Lord for? He didn't say, wait for wisdom and wait for understanding, because it's the main thing, but wait on me, and with your waiting, I'll do it. No, no. What did he say? Get, well, he wouldn't tell us to get it if it wasn't ready. You know, when do they ring the dinner bell? When does mama come to the back door and go, come and get it? Not when it's not ready. So when he's telling us, come and get it, what does that mean? It's ready. It's here. It's here. We don't have to try to climb the highest mountain and cross the ocean and beg and wait and see if God would give us some wisdom. Obviously, wisdom is available to us.
Yes, sir.
But obviously, it's up to us to lay hold of it, procure it, take advantage of it.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And we've noticed a number of things already in this. We saw that wisdom cries in the streets to the simple and the foolish. And says, hey, dummy, hey, here I am. I'm ready for you. Come and get me. Cries for simpletons. And what else did it tell us? That we must cry for it and be hungry for it and desire it and reach for and get our wisdom. Now, we talked about how to do that. We talked about how to get it. And we talked about how that we must watch the words of our mouth, how important they are. We talked about how we've got to be teachable. You know, God will give you something, but you got to receive it. And so much wisdom comes in the area of being corrected, even being reproved, even being rebuked. And we looked at numerous scriptures that if you won't receive correction, you're a fool. And if you you won't take a reproval or a rebuke. So you got to be teachable. You got to be correctable. We went in detail about how that if you walk with the wise, you'll be wise. Who you hang with makes a huge difference. We talked about the counsel of God and the counsel of the godly and the counsel of the ungodly, and we saw that there is not only a godly wisdom, but James talks about a devilish wisdom. A devilish wisdom. And we talked about that, got into all these things. We talked about the wisdom of Daniel. And there's a lot of good things in there. So, you know, you can talk about wisdom, but we have an open window to watch Daniel operate in it. And there's so much to learn there. And we talked about the wisdom of Solomon. But did you know that Solomon and Daniel are not the wisest men in the Bible? Paul is exceedingly wise. And what about Jesus? The Master. You understand what I'm talking about? Well, there's a whole study in those things. But we began last week talking about, or we continued and began on a new part of it, talking about wisdom and riches. And there's no coincidence that the wisest man in the Old Testament was also the richest. They go together. And let's look at more scriptures. We'll review just a little bit, and then we'll go further now on wisdom and riches. Back up to the third chapter of Proverbs, please. Proverbs 3. And notice, he's talking about wisdom. Verse 13, happy is the man that finds wisdom. And skip down to verse 16. He says, length of days is in her wisdom's right hand. And in her left hand, what? Riches and honor. When wisdom shows up, she's got something in her hands. Is that right? Now, you know, this is figurative, but this, in other words, it's just a way of saying and drawing us a picture that when wisdom comes, it comes with longevity and prosperity. Well, let's think about it. If you lived and walked in the wisdom of God all your life, would you die before your time? Would you wear out before your time? No, through the wisdom of God, you'd attain your full length of days. Well, if you walked in the wisdom of God all your days, would you squander and waste your resources and suffer and be in lack because of it? Or would you make good decisions, right? And not waste, but good investments and increase. Can you see this now? See, the church has been lied to. We got into this some a while back in talking about being redeemed from the curse. But there's a whole lot of folks that believe that if you really obey God, it ain't going to go well for you. They believe that. Man, if you really obey God, then the devil's got your number. And everything's going to go wrong. And you're going to be broke, and you're going to be sick, and you're going to be knocked down, knocked down, knocked down. But you can try to comfort yourself because you know the devil is just singling you out because you're obeying God so well. That sounds to me like being cursed. Do we get cursed for obeying God?
No.
Or are we blessed?
Blessed?
You see what I'm talking about now? People, they make up all kind of excuses as to why things don't go well. But here the Bible says, when wisdom comes, what's in the left hand? Read it for me. What? What's in the right hand? Length of days. Well, is it God's will for us to live foolishly as a fool or in the wisdom of God? Well, if it's His will for us to live in the wisdom of God, and when you walk in wisdom, you also walk in longevity and prosperity, it's got to be the will of God for you to live long and prosper. Huh? And this was in here a long time before Star Trek. Wasn't it? How are you going to live long and prosper? By getting and living in, walking in the wisdom of God. And it's not just up to the Lord. Now, He told us, get it. So you need to say out loud, I'm going to get mine.
I'm getting mine.
Then as you do, what's going to happen to you? You're going to live a long time, right? The Lord tarries His coming. You'll live a long time. And riches. See, there's a lot of Christians don't even like that word. Do they? I had a fellow meet me out in the parking lot one time years ago. I thought he was going to take a swing at me. He was so mad. He was fit to be tied. Why? Because I used the word rich. I kept saying rich in my message. That God wanted you to be rich. Man, you'd have thought I was cussing. As far as he was concerned, he said, no, no, that ain't right. He said, money's the root of all evil. I said, no. I said, brother, you need to read your Bible. That made him madder. He said, now, ain't all that emphasis on being rich. He said, that ain't right. I said, which verse didn't you like? And I reminded him of what it was. You know, God gives us all things richly to enjoy. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might be
rich.
And I just kept quoting them to him like that. Well, I didn't write those. R-I-C-H is a Bible word. Isn't it? But people have actually, they have a false religious traditional pride about being poor. And that some way or another, it makes you holier. And you're separate from the world and you don't want to be rich. Well, you don't want to be rich, do you, Brother Keith? Absolutely. Rich, 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 rich. Because the richer I am, the more I can do. Instead of buying one truck and trailer, we could have bought 10. Instead of sending a few thousand and a few tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, could have sent millions, millions, millions. What if you had 10 million in your account right now? Well, you'll never get it with all this false spirituality and false humility about how holy and because, well, you know, I don't have anything, but I serve the Lord and I'm not distracted by all that stuff. No, you must become aggressive in your spirit and sow your seed and believe for a big harvest. Not be moved by where you are right now and stay after it year after year and year after year until you become a channel for substantial resources to flow. Glory to God. Brother Jeff sent me a note. He said, y'all were the first to respond. Made me feel good. How about you? Glory. Well, how many know that it's a drop in the bucket? It's a drop. And there are churches and there are ministries and there are things to do and folks to help, and our life is short and our time is short, and we ought not be crippled and hindered by lack of resources. Couldn't be the will of God. So, wisdom is a key, and with wisdom comes long life and riches. Say it out loud, riches.
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 And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Riches, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602K. That's R1602K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.